Hey, hey, Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young News as we wrap up 2013, another amazing year out there in Neil Young world and the wheat fields. We just posted up on the Thrasher's Wheat blog a 2013 year in review that we're calling Year of the Alchemy. So a look back over 2013 and all of the adventures around the world of Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Certainly many highlights. Trip through Australia, a tour through Europe, and then the other activities for the year, things like Farm Aid and Bridge. Certainly, we here at Thrasher's Wheat had many highlights that we enjoyed reporting to you over the past year, and certainly the biggest in Thrasher's Wheat history was actually going out on tour over to Europe with Thrasher's Wheat Radio and WBKM out there with Tony and Eric and our tour manager, Hounds That Howl. Certainly, that was... a trip of a lifetime almost, and we certainly had a lot of fun bringing that all back, seeing folks, meeting folks. We've talked about this before, but once again, thank you for everyone who supported us, the t-shirts, the accommodations, the hosting, the tickets, the transportation, all of the logistical assistance that folks sent our way. Really love you guys, really appreciate everything. We couldn't have done that trip without you, so thank you very much. So much to be thankful for here in 2013. Just moving on to some other news here as we wind down for the year. A new issue of Broken Arrow magazine has just been published by the Neil Young Appreciation Society. This is the December 2013 issue number 132. Got a lot of good stuff in it, great cover, had information articles on CSNY, the Bridge School benefits, and everything that goes on there. Also, story of a NYAS member who's been to more than 200 Neil Young shows, a look at the cellar door set list, some of the Farm Aid performance information, really just, you know, lots of good stuff in there, photos. There's a photo in there from Steve Stills' daughter, Eleanor Stills. So anyway, check it all out. If you don't subscribe, well, you're missing out. Good stuff every quarter. So thanks to Scott and all the folks there at NYAS. And kind of wrapping up here, we posted on the blog a comment of the moment from our good friend, Mr. Archives Guy. And actually not too much from Archives Guy on this, but he alludes to good times are coming. Some of this is in the context of Blu-ray and Pono. Can't say for sure what we might be looking at here, but naturally, as with all things Neil-related, lots of folks have lots of opinions about all of this, and so check that out. The comments are actually more interesting than in the news, strangely enough, but hopefully all in good fun. So we'll see what comes in 2014. Certainly many surprises. Probably should have mentioned this up at the top there while we were doing the year in review, but while we're thinking of it. So early in 2013, we ran a poll of the readers of Thrasher's Wheat about what they expected to have happen in 2014. So some of the speculation early in 2013 was pretty logical and pretty straightforward and seemed like wouldn't be too far off base. You know, maybe a live album of Alchemy, maybe some archives releases, Pono release, box set CSNY release, the Trunk Show DVD. So those were the nominees for some of the most likely things to have happen. And as it turns out, Thrasher's Wheat readers, Neil Young fans, were completely shut out. Not a single prediction of the top predictions actually came true. I probably should dig a little bit deeper and see how far we had to go down before somebody got something right. Anyway, pretty amusing. Once again, reason number 478 of why Neil Young is predictably unpredictable, and always expect the unexpected, which makes all this all the more amusing and fun. And wrapping up again, I hope everybody's enjoying the Cellar Door release. Had that played last week's show. Certainly enjoying that. We had a little adventure where we returned to the scene of the Cellar Door in Georgetown neighborhood of Washington, D.C., out there with our buddy crewmate tour manager Hounds That Howl, doing an album recreation with an actual vinyl album, Gateway Fold, which turned out to be the way to go, because the three little apertures, doors that you see on the album cover when you open it up front to back, still there 45 years later or whatever it is. Historic building, so hopefully it'll be there for another 45 years or more. And actually it's probably, you know, really a 150-year-old building. But wait, we digress. And last but not least, once again, thanks to all of our special friends out there, our readers, our radio blog listeners, our friends, the Arkansas Girls, of course, the Harem Sisters, all the good folks at WBKM, Eric, Tony, all the good folks at Shaky Pictures, Link Vault crew. And we could go on. And thanks to our tour manager, Hounds at Howl. So everybody have a great holiday. 2013's been wonderful, and we have a really good feeling about 2014. We think that's going to be another great year for all of us. So keep on rocking.